FLAC, Forced Landing Ditching.
Forced landings or ditchings are fortunately a very rare occurrence. A landing is considered to be forced if any contact is made with the ground or water that for any reason is not performed at an optimal safe speed or configuration. A forced landing can be prepared or unprepared. It is said to be prepared when there is time to prepare the airplane, and unprepared when it happens suddenly and there is no time for planning the preparation. The time available for preparation and procedure to be followed will vary from situation to situation and from aircraft to aircraft, so it is not possible to outline any precise procedure. It's the captain who declares the emergency and orders the application of emergency procedures. In case there is time for preparation, the pilots will advise the air traffic control authorities and request priority landing, as well as assistance on ground, when possible. The captain will call the chief purser to the cockpit and will brief him, her, about the situation and the consequent plan of action. The important facts to be dealt with are time available before landing, expected place where the airplane is supposed to land, in an airport, in fields, in a forest, or in the sea. The reason why a forced landing is necessary, the presence of any dangerous goods on board, and any other special instruction. After being briefed by the captain, the chief purser will contact all flight attendants using the intercommunication system, intercom. He, she will brief the crew about the information received from the captain and will assign duties. Then the passengers will be informed about the occurrence. It is very important that the flight attendants remain calm and show self-confidence at this moment. Main tasks to be accomplished before a forced landing or ditching are opening and securing all cabin separation curtains, stowage of loose items and cabin preparation, disconnection of galley circuit breakers and entertainment system, wearing the complete uniform, including hat and or gloves, selection of pre-selected passengers, PSPs, or able-bodied passengers, ABPs, preparation of emergency equipment to be disembarked, such as first aid kit, ELT, emergency locator transmitter, life rafts, and flashlights. Pre-selected passengers, PSPs, or able-bodied passengers, ABPs. Some passengers may be selected among others by the chief purser to give assistance in evacuating the aircraft. Preference should be given to extra flight attendants on holidays or from other airlines. In the absence of such professionals, PSPs will be selected. The chief purser will select passengers that appear to be calm and in good shape. They will then be instructed to perform tasks such as opening unassisted doors for overwing emergency exits, keeping other passengers away while the doors are opened, leaving the airplane first and assisting other passengers on ground. PSPs will be reseated close to the emergency exits. No children, old, or sick people should be seated near the emergency exits. The following announcement will be heard over the PA system.
Ladies and gentlemen, please listen very carefully. We have to make an emergency landing in approximately 15 minutes. Your safety will depend on carrying out the following instructions carefully and calmly. The crew has been specially trained for situations of this nature. Please put on your life jacket, inflate your life jacket just before or right after leaving the aircraft. Refer to the safety instruction card in the seat pocket in front of you for details of emergency landing procedures.
Flight attendants should perform an auto briefing to keep in mind the sequence of actions to be performed once the aircraft has stopped moving. A few seconds before impact, the brace position should be ordered via PA system. Passengers should remain in the brace position until the airplane has come to a complete stop.
During the landing, you may feel more than a bump. Remain in the brace for impact position with seat belts fastened until the aircraft comes to a complete stop. Wait for instructions before moving and keep calm.
Emergency cabin lighting will be turned on automatically once the main battery has been disconnected from the cockpit. This should not happen. The chief purser is responsible for turning them on manually. Emergency cabin lights include an illuminated escape path mark on the floor and indicates the position of the emergency exits in case of smoke in the cabin.